The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do. Well, actually, I have a really, 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 really good idea what you're doing today. It's nomination day. I'm so glad that you're doing that do with me as well. All right. So let me say this. I want to get this right out of the way. Today is the last day that you will hear my voice as an unvaccinated person. Tomorrow at 11, they got me. I go in, I'm taking the Pfizer, I invite, implore, advise, agitate for all of those that have been using me as a guide rail of some sort to suggest that the vaccination was unnecessary. My position was firm. I don't hit Coke because the FDA doesn't approve that. I wasn't taking the vaccination unless the FDA approved that. The FDA doesn't let me smoke cigarettes or eat peanuts without their approval. It is to that end, I was not prepared to take a vaccination or be inoculated without the FDA's approval. And because the FDA, through the U.S. Navy, has done sufficient testing, vaccines typically take between 24 and 36 months to be approved. A lot of that time has a lot to do with funding. Notwithstanding that, funding wasn't as great an issue for them in the development of this vaccine. And so consequently, they were able to reduce the two-year wait by some amount. So if you are using me as your ideological guardrail, I'm telling you now that tomorrow morning at 11:30, I will take the first dose of the Pfizer vaccination. You can go to my Facebook page. It's L-E-Y-V-O-N and none of that funny stuff that y'all keep spelling as my name. You can go and find me there on Facebook. Miller, of course, is the last name, and you will see proof of my confirmation for vaccination. And I and the people who blot out nothing know, my life is an open book. You could look at the entire thing, look at my age, whatever else is on there, doesn't matter to me. But if you, like me, were waiting, then I am waiting no more. I intend to be vaccinated as of tomorrow, or the first dose of the vaccination as of tomorrow. And let me also clear the record. They couldn't have paid me to say this. I am a man who is steeped in his conviction. I was born poor, and the way I see it, if I die poor on the corner of Mini Street and Cordo Avenue, I've done well for myself because I've broken even. All right? So I'm not on the payroll. No one's paying me to say it. This is not a paid ad. This is just Levin Miller. But we're talking politics. So I brought with me the independent thinker. We're talking inner city politics. Some of the names that we're going to look for. Some of the names that ought to be looked for. Some of the names that we hope to never see again. I have the list of the candidates here. Of course, then, you also know that I cannot ever come in studio with the independent thinker and not remind the Bahamian people of the cry of the nation, of the nation's father to the people of the nation, right? That he had envisioned a Bahamas that we would one day create. And we are almost 50 years past that day now. And I just want to know how far are we from that? And I don't know of anybody that makes their way through the inner city as much as I do as the independent thinker. So I brought him here and we're talking in inner city politics this morning. Independent thinker, good morning.
Good morning.
Hold on one second. Morning, something's happening. Hold on. Something's happening with that mic. Where's my producer? What's happening? Oh, okay. Give us one second. We're having a technical difficulty. I'll get Independent Thinker on in a couple of seconds. Outside of that, though, the other thing that is happening this morning is there is a flotilla of political machinery, political paraphernalia, political supporters, and in some instances, political sycophants that have littered the streets of New Providence this morning. In my trying to navigate my way toward this studio this morning, I see that the Progressive Liberal Party looks fired up and ready to go. I passed Barkus Rolls' team, fired up, they're ready to go. I pass Pia Glover's team, they are fired up. I pass them on the corner of Moonshine Drive and Blue Hill Road, that they are fired up and ready to go. But most notably, I passed the team of Orinthia Komolafe. I was actually in stealth mode, they didn't see me. I saw Mr. Komolafe, and I saw their recent former chairman, Omar. He was in the Land Rover. DNA flag still intact, so it appears as though whatever has happened with regards to the kerfuffle they had there the other day, Omar has somehow found his way back to the bosom of the DNA, and they appear to be doing well. Who else did I see this morning? I cannot not see Jeffrey Lloyd. He lives on my corner, right? There's no way for me to not see Jeff's campaign. And I saw them getting battle ready as I left home. And I want to send a special shout out to Jeffrey Lloyd. He's a mentor of mine. Let's see if we can get Independent Thinker mic open. Allenton, what's happening with this mic? Independent Thinker, let's see if we can get his mic up and running. What's happening with it? Good morning, Independent Thinker. Let's try this mic again.
Good morning, Bahamas.
There it is. You see that? There you have it. All right, so Independent Thinker, you've heard my opening salvo. I'm going to be inoculated. I invite everybody else to do so. But let's talk some politics.
I live, sleep, and eat politics.
I know you do. I know you do. I said for the fact of that. We are both men that frequent the inner city area with a lot of our spare time, whenever that is, because we spend a lot of time working. The temperature on the ground, though. How are you reading the tea leaves in the inner city?
I'll start off by saying, first, when you mention about the country being littered with the paraphernalia, mm-hmm. I think the country has to slowly move away from this type and style of politics. Mm-hmm. I think the hundreds of thousands of dollars they spend on all this paraphernalia could be used in inner cities and their constituencies, helping with trimming of trees from around the wires and putting back signs up, fixing lights, you know, doing different things in the areas, cleanup campaigns, clearing down unused property, and stuff like that, painting parks. I think the amount of money they spend on paraphernalia has now passed its usefulness.
Isn't that Caribbean politics, though?
No, but you know, but posters don't work.
No, I agree, but
I think if they pay a greater attention and effort towards the minds of the citizen and the voters, they, you know, they'd get a greater respond and a better respond to their desires that they would like for each area.
Well, I can tell you this, Independent Inc. I ran as an independent candidate, and I don't need to tell you that because I have to say here publicly, you were a great support to my independent candidacy.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Down in South Beach. But as someone that has had the opportunity to be on the ground, mm-hmm. I can tell you that these posters and signs and things, they make a big difference.
You think so?
I'm telling you.
It's like they're trying to empathize you, man.
And that is exactly what it is. You know, I remember in the early, I self-nominated October 2016, right? Mm-hmm. As a tribute to my dad, because his birthday was in October of 2016. He died May earlier that year. And I remember being on the ground October, November, and really feeling like, man, my message had began to resonate. I had, you know, rented some space that I had intended to use as an office. And, you know, I began to tell people, well, I'm about to open an office. You know, it's an independent candidacy, so there is no machinery funding this. This is all coming out of my pocket, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought we were well on our way. We had paraphernalia. I had people reading. I was actually beginning to hear people regurgitate some of the messaging that I had said when I was on the ground. And I said, man, I must be really, really making an impact. This is what I thought to myself. And then Jeffrey Lloyd nominated in November. I think Cleola Hamilton nominated January, right? And I can tell you why. They were trying to duck the storm, right? Because we had recently had Hurricane Matthew in July of that year that tore the entire place up. There was one candidate on the ground in South Beach after the storm, and that was Levin Miller. Perry Christie and Shane Gibson used to do regular drive-bys because, of course, I'm talking about the Honorable, so don't say I'm being rude. I'm just calling names. But literally, I began to feel it, like, Like, man, maybe these people counted me. Independent thinker, can I advise you? Then the machine clicked on. And the engines began to run. Mm-hmm. And all of the noise that I thought I was making was reduced to a clangling cymbal fading in the background. It instantly, when the posters went up, when the signs went up, people started literally saying to me as an independent candidate, you know what, let's, I ain't got time for that today. I go in with, oh boy, I want Christie gone. I ain't taking the chance. I go in with. And I mean, people's reception of me changed. People's desire to even hear from me changed. And even in my interaction in the media changed. Like I could get a story July, August, September of 2016. Mister, I can't get somebody with a camera to come nowhere near me in February. I worst talk about around April, May. A reporter to do what? No time. And so, for whatever it is worth, whether it is hypnosis or psychological conditioning, those posters and the paraphernalia and that stuff really matters, believe it or not. And that is a first-hand account as an independent candidate in the very last general election.
Well, third world countries feed and continues those old-style politics. Mm. Solutions, ideas should be the main driver of elections in 2021. That's in the 21st century, mm-hmm. and we still try and hypnotize people with posters. I think things should change. I mm-hmm. think this should be the last election where representatives or person candidates mm-hmm. running who don't live in there. I think the law should change, because why you have to live, why should it be where you have to live in a constituency for 6 months or more to be eligible to
vote there.
But the candidate don't have to live in your constituency.
He could come from Auckland.
No, he only Auckland. What I'm saying is, he's living in Lyford Key. Mm-hmm. But he's representing you in Pinewood Garden. Mm-hmm. She's living inside Hannah Road. Mm-hmm. And she up Fox Hill and Yamacraw. And she's representing you in Anglesey. Mm-hmm. We as a people need to demand these kind of things change.
Yeah.
It's a slap in the face, and it clearly shows that either you are too dumb or ignorant to represent yourself. That's why we send someone from the PLP, from Hannah Road, to represent you, mm-hmm. or from another party to represent. We as a people need to demand better representation, better accountability. If you live in an area, mm-hmm. if I live in the ghetto, if I live in Anglesey, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be the best person. My neighbor should be able to mark my report card.
Yeah.
If I'm a good neighbor, mm-hmm. I'm a good person. They should be able to be the first set. Why should we allow in 2021 persons who don't live in the area, mm-hmm. run an area, mm-hmm. but you have to live in the area to vote in the area? Mm-hmm. It don't make no sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the people that don't live in the neighborhood make the case that you know, representation is representation, that they can come on the ground, feel the pain of the people, feel the plight of the people, and go and represent that as a. But the way we do.
That's why we continuously get bad and worthless representation.
But and the way we do politics in the Bahamas is, let us not kid ourselves. There are some people that join politics, and the lesser among their aspirations is to be a member of parliament. They have come to politics to be cabinet ministers. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We saw it with Jeff Lloyd. We saw it with Marvin Dames. We saw it with Dionisio de Aguilar. Those men never, ever, ever, ever came to politics to be members of parliament. And you know this because they were sold as, imagine this man as your next minister of education.
Man, and you so right.
Imagine this man as your next minister. And so the question I ask is, well, what if all I want is an MP? You see? So.
But see, what happened, that's why. See, why Bahamians, history have shown that we are the most passive set of people still living, mm-hmm. honestly. And we just take everything for granted, and we just take people for word of mouth. And because, you know, in the world, in 2021, we should still have persons who live in life at Key representing us. If they can't live amongst us, how can they represent us? I mean, why should we stoop to that level to allow someone who feel that they're either in a better state to live someplace else, they can't afford to live where they represent? We should demand that change. I mean, forthwith. Mm-hmm. Because if you do good to live, if you do good to live where you represent, then represent where you live.
Yeah.
And we need the man that changed, that's one of the things we need to change in, during the, I mean, in terms of the election and processes.
What about people that go back to their neighborhoods, though? I mean, we have a fellow.
We go back, but you got to live there. If you live there, we should have a mandatory 12 months that you must be living in the area in order for you to represent.
But at what point? Okay, for instance, they say the reason Mike Alkit is down in St. Barnabas doing foolishness is because that's where, you know, he grew up as a boy, right?
Yep.
Shannon Don Cartwright, the same is to be said about him. That is where he grew up as a boy. People are often ask me, you know, Miller, if you were to consider politics, why not Angliston? You talk about Angliston so much, you're always in Angliston. And I say to them, it's because the neighbor string years of my life, in my mind, is a completely different Angliston. I have nothing to go in Angliston and represent. Sure, my granddad still lives on the corner. One half of my uncles and aunties still live in Angliston. Well, maybe not one half. It's quite a bit of them. But the point I make to you is my family still very much nestled into the constituency that is known as Angliston? Absolutely. Angliston proper, to be exact. But can I now, after years and years and years of living in Angliston, after years and years and years of being in Angliston every day, I don't visit Angliston. I'm a homeboy there. But I am largely a South Beach boy. Like that is where I've spent my teenage years, my young adult years, and it's where I am now as a man. Are you saying to me then that if I thought I could do a better job in Angliston, I ought not run in Angliston?
No, I'm saying that, you know, I said if you won't run for Angliston, we should make it law. Mandatory.
That I move back home.
Just like how it's mandatory that you live in a constituency for 6 months or more, in order to vote, you should be able, because, listen, some people inside Angliston ain't stupid, right? Everyone ain't, cannot be judged by where they live, because there are some talented, educated, knowledgeable people living in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
And these political organizations take it for granted. It's an insult to the Bohemians in these inner cities where they send these people.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they control the political environment by ganging third parties, independent candidates, to make sure that the Bahamian people are forced to accept them. And I'll give you an example. The BDM was run from Ben Hammett. They never tell you on... Let me give you an example. The former chairman of the PLP, the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram, if I remember correctly, he said on one of the stages at the rally at Iron Bailey, this election is between the PLP and the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
He's campaigning for the PLP on the FNM stage, right? He didn't say CDR, right? Another party that was formed. Mm-hmm. He didn't say DNA, another party he was there. He didn't say BDM. They because they want fought, they cannot survive if they don't control the power between the two parties.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot survive.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot. If a third party or an independent parliament would ever win, it'll be going on the days of the PLP. Number one, that party can't survive with another party. Absolutely, they cannot survive.
Mm-hmm.
See, the FNM might could survive because the FNM is more a well-funded party because of the type of support. A party that has the elite persons cling to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you might still be honest with it, right? And so they can survive. But a party like the PLP, they can't survive.
They'll become a shelf party.
They become dishonorated. Why? The first 40 years of their existence was playing the race card on the minds of the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
They play roots at every election time, right? They say that the white man don't like you, but then they playing roots on the next side
to make you
build up this hate and anger against white men.
It's the same thing with the what I'm saying, I'm with saying the
to you now. What I'm saying to you is, they cannot survive if another party would have been other than the FNM. The PLP would be dishonorated. The headquarters up on Farrington Road would become a museum where you will pay $2 to see the great Lake Linden, Oscar Pinlan pictures and stuff like that. I'm telling you, because they cannot survive. They're like the Democratic Party in the States.
Yeah.
The Democratic fight against ending slavery.
Yeah.
But black people support the Democrats more than the Republicans.
Love them. That's my music. That's my music. I'm going to break them off. I've got the independent thinker with me. We'll be back after this.
This weekend, the FNM is Rolling Red in Nassau. Drive up to the Rolling Red Candidate Launch and Rally, Saturday the 28th at the QE Sports Center Carnival Grounds, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a drive-in rally, y'all, so stay in your cars and trucks. Live entertainment with the Singing Bishop, Lawrence Roll, Wendy, KB, Sammy Starr, Novi, and DJ Money Like Dirt. COVID protocols will be observed. Join the FNM this Saturday, and let's roll red.
FNM with Future.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country. And I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children. And actually, there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This has been a paid political announcement by the FNM candidate for Elizabeth. This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And the Bahamians aren't...
Of whom shall I be afraid? Wait on the Lord, and he shall strengthen thine heart.
Behold the Lord in our politics, to ease the tension, to lessen the bitterness, cut the lies, and to lower the voices. We need the Lord to teach us that the politics of bigotry, slander, intimidation, and sexism are wrong, and have no place in our Bahamas. The Lord to keep us one family and one nation, regardless of our political affiliation or point of view. Don't you think it's time politicians in the Bahamas stop calling each other names? Don't you think it's time we politicians stop slamming each other and dragging people's names through the mud? Don't
don't you think it's time people who seek positions of power and influence in our society first know their voices, then tune their language, and then demonstrate basic manners? Don't you think it's time for politicians to be civil to one another during the proceedings of the House of Assembly? After all, civility costs nothing. And don't you think it's hypocritical to denounce old friends, to curry favor with new ones? Don't you think it's time politics in the Bahamas matured, and that intelligence and common courtesy became key features of our daily discourse?
Too many of us have lost our way. Far too many of our youth are languishing in the clutches of hopelessness and despair. Too many of our children are bent on cruising down easy street, oblivious to the bells of nation building that beckon them. Too many, far too many of our young people have lost their self-respect and respect for each other. Very little is sacred anymore. We have transformed our roads and parks into garbage wastelands. We have allowed our family structure to go haywire. We have learned how to prosper, but not how to tolerate one another, forgive each other, redeem each other, and move on.
In the Western Bahamas, there is unrest. The unrest which comes being called the continent to the west. It has the most fertile soil in the Bahamas. It is richly endowed with fresh water resources. It sits on the richest fishing grounds in the nation, and it guards the shipping lanes to and from Florida. Unrest will hold the future of our country in its hands.
Still help somebody as I pass along. If I can still cheer somebody with a word of song. If I can still show somebody where he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain.
Thank you for all that you've done to me. Thank you for all that you've given me. Thank you for the hands that you have loaned to me over 44 years. God bless you. And as I said, God bless the Bahamas. Long live the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Thank you very much.
So Lyndon Penlin said that it is time for our politics to develop and to mature, where politicians stop calling each other's names and slandering, where we realize that we are one family and one nation, where politics is not powered by bigotry and slander and sexism. It's time for us to develop a country where the youth of the nation are no longer deaf to the bells of nation building that beckon them. Is that where we are? Do we see that in our political development today?
Not today.
This is 50 years ago almost. Are we realizing the dream?
Yeah. Realizing the dream?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Where civility and mature politics and common courtesy are the things that color in our politics. You're saying you don't see that on the ground today?
No, sir.
What is missing?
Listen, you will run out of time listening to members of parliament that passes through the House of Assembly. Some do 5 years, some do 10 years, some do 15 years, some even do 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you check stop. There's not one bill that they're responsible for preparing and tabling and getting support from other members of because of the benefit of a well thought out and planned bill.
Mm-hmm.
You will have memories of them bombing on the table, cackling, talking why another member of parliament is on their feet talking, throwing jazz, being sarcastic, and just a game to them. They just go there and they get 5 years of salary. Right now, members of parliament gets $100,000 a year for their constituency. What goes to their personal account, but it's supposed to be for constituency, which is totally flawed. They get a salary of $28,000 a year, right? Plus $100,000 for their constituency. If there's a cabinet minister, plus a salary for that. So being a politician today is trying to secure your mortgage and
it's comfortable.
And to live
and
better.
And so you're saying that
and be in a society where you control who gets what. Who gets when, how much, you know, being a politician today is the best business.
And being it's, a politician and it's none of
in
things.
The Bahamas today is the best business. The first thing the new government, whether it be the FNM, the DNA, or the independent, they need to do is change that. Where that money go to that account. Have a new election for local government in Nassau. First thing. That $100,000 a year, go to that account. Give each, I suggest that they give each constituency their own garbage trucks. Where the $35,000 they pay in or $33,000 they pay in every month. Give that a constituency. You hire the guys in the area where you live. You must be living in Anglesey to work on the garbage truck in Anglesey. You must, you know, let them fix their own park. Remove the responsibility of members of parliament.
From central government.
From believing that when you give a contract to clean the park or to weed the graveyard, that's your job as a member of parliament. No. All they want to do is attend funerals and listen, their job will be to go to the House of Assembly. To pass legislation to create a conducive environment for investment for Bahamians, to empower Bahamians, legislation of laws to make this to move majority of the bureaucracies.
I don't disagree with you. I believe if you ask 20 people on the ballot right now, what exactly are some of the policy positions that bother you? Right, they couldn't tell you. Most of them don't know if they're pro-life or pro-choice. Most of them don't know if they're pro-gun carry or anti-gun carry. Most of them don't know what exactly or how exactly they feel about universal birth control. A lot of them don't know how they feel about universal healthcare. These aren't things that many of them are talking about. What they're talking about is whether or not they could put 4 swings on your park as opposed to 2 swings on your park.
I can give you a history lesson right now.
Mm-hmm.
I scolded the opposition some months ago when they complain about everything that the government doing, and you expect that. They are the opposition. But while we need to bring politics on a level where when you oppose, you offer a solution.
Sure.
You offer an alternative. You offer a better plan, right? And I tell them that they don't have to build because they're in opposition. They take 5 years of free ride. You know what they're doing? They say, oh, we're in the government. So all they do is attend the assembly, cackle, crack jokes, sarcastic remarks, talk with the next member. What you could do as an opposition, show the Bahamian people that you are ready to govern. Show the Bahamian people that you are prepared to govern, that you have the will and your plan, well thought out everything, right? And I said, if you go back, I think it's in 88 or 99, and I'll forget this, Allington, SPB Allen, table a bill in the assembly, right? And Dr. Matthew Rose seconded. Dr. Matthew Rose being a member of the governing party, the PLP at the time, in 1988 or 99, 90. And the bill was to make it legal for 2 men to have consensual in the privacy of their home. And it wouldn't be illegal to move the illegal from it being illegal, right? And Honorable Allington Allen spoke about an hour and a half on the bill. And the PLP being the government, they asked for a secret ballot vote in the assembly. And everybody in the assembly voted yes. Everyone. But the bill was brought and tabled by an opposition. Since then, it never happened. It never happened. The PLP was a couple of times.
We've seen it happen. We've seen it happen in this last sitting of the House of Assembly.
And the bill, you're talking in reference to the
Sovereign Welfare Bill, I think. But it has happened. It has happened.
And it passed?
Well, from what I know, there's been a committee that's been established.
The committee was set up by the government, and Reese Chipman was supposed to have chaired the committee. Right.
He somehow allowed himself to be outmaneuvered in that regard. And then Michael Foulkes became the chairman. But it's nothing like what Allington Allen did.
I tell you, Allington Allen tabled the bill. Dr. Matthew Rose seconded the bill. Then Allington Allen spoke for an hour and a half.
But then a vote was taken.
That's what I'm saying.
Fred McElpine tabled the bill. Was it Fred McElpine that, yes, tabled the bill?
And something with Warren Miller.
And
right.
Warren Miller seconded the bill, which was Fred McElpine and FNM, right. Warren Miller PLP. And then, of course, Reese Chipman, the independent, became all.
And they passed it and they get a vote.
I think they took a vote on it.
If they had a vote, then they don't need a committee.
Let me double check it. But we've seen it in our politics.
Right, but if it went to vote, like what happened with Allington Allen, then you don't need a committee anymore.
Well, I think
the bill becomes law.
The speaker opted to have a select committee to do some inquiries on the viability of
So it didn't follow the process like Alan did. Where they went to vote, and every PLP voted yes. Every single one voted yes for two man to be able to, right? Every single one. And I'm saying, I said that to show you where if politics is working in this country, the opposition
could be very
supposed possible. To be working very hard, harder than the government.
Correct.
Because they're supposed to be presenting a case to show that they are prepared and willing and able and capable to take over the government.
No, you're very good.
They are governing and waiting.
Yeah.
That's how politics work.
But you're right,
but how is politics in this country? I'm telling you, it's nothing that what Celinda is saying. Nothing.
None of this stuff.
No.
So we have politics by reverse osmosis, which you end up with is septic water for a government, and then you kind of process that through a pipe over 5 years, and by the time as you get to the fifth year, you end up just inheriting the opposition because you just boil the septic water long enough, and now you have the opposition. You don't really have an opposition. So we have governments through reverse osmosis.
History has shown that we end up in 2012. With the PLP, because the Bahamian people want to make sure
they get rid of
Ms. Ingram.
Correct.
In 2017, the Bahamian people didn't want You know what's amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Levan. The Bahamian people gone from 30 seats, I think the PLP had, to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the PLP still hasn't came out and said that our feelings and was this and that.
But they said that in the early days. Chester Cooper said that the PLP needed to repent. He's telling you.
If you go back to the statement that the Honorable Fred Mitchell said.
Fred Mitchell was the one that
Fred Mitchell said that he's bringing in a Jamaican company.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Fred Mitchell.
Jamaican,
said.
Listen to me. Fred Mitchell said that he's bringing in a Jamaican company to assess why the PLP lost. And I went on my show and I said, you don't have to bring in a Jamaican company and pay them no American money.
They can actually.
All you have to do is go back to them same people who voted against you all from 30 seats to 4 seats.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be in a high level of something for you to go from 30 seats as the government to 4 seats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean, whoever thought that she and D. Gibson was going to lose.
And whoever thought
and everyone that. Thought they win one seat, everyone thought they win that.
Very Gladstone. Who could have imagined?
No, but see. No, you could imagine that. Mm-hmm. No, honestly. And why I would say that, because Mr. Christie was only protected because he's in the FNM. And you go back in the street, check it. Every single election, they changed Mr. Christie boundaries to help him. Mr. Ingram changed the boundaries to help Mr. Christie. Check it. Google it. Now you check it. Every election, Centerville, if no other constituency changed, Centerville was changed. He take whatever strong vote and the surrounding constituency is, he push it in and move Christie over where he had a bad polling. So that's why Mr. Christie's win. He never did nothing inside Mason's edition.
We ended up having Hubert Alexander Minnis visited upon us, right? That's what I call it. He was visited upon the Bahamian people, right?
That's a cute way to say that.
Yeah, and now, I mean, again, like I said, just through reverse osmosis, we may very well end up with a new government. It's just simply not because they've been stellar, not because they've been brilliant. It's only been 4 of them, right? Like, I don't know how much of a probing legislative or anti-legislative agenda you could have with 4 people. Like, that's a lot of
work. You could have one person.
No, but I'm saying it's a lot of work.
Listen, the PLP is the most experienced party in this country.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021 to 27 August, right?
Yeah.
The history go back from 1956, 54, or 53, when it was created by H.M. Taylor them. And they don't have, you can have one member of parliament in the House now. When he get his allotment to speak, he can speak of a thought out plan on every issue that is before the House.
Yeah, but they are committed.
Because they have sufficient people in the PLP who's untalented, brilliant people in the PLP who could do that. But it's just that it's not the intentions of the PLP. It's not their intended purpose. They, listen, I don't understand why and how is it that they never grasp on the opportunity to create a political environment where the Bahamians could see what could happen if they are elected. They didn't even run on their record. I hear not one eye. The PLP, why? 50 years they run the country. From 67 to 2017, the PLP run 3 PLPs. The former Prime Minister, Right Honourable Hubert Ingram, 15 years. The former Prime Minister, Right Honourable Perry Christie. And the great late Celinda Pillen, 25 years. That's 50 years.
Are you still between DNA?
I have DNA. That's 50 years between 3 PLPs who had the ham in this country. 50 years.
Yeah.
till 2017, the PLP run the country. And you can tell me.
Yeah.
5 years they out and they still ain't organized enough to opposite to offer a reasonable executed plan that this country could grasp on and say, listen, we prepared to create new pillars. Tourism, we have been taken advantage too long by foreign countries issuing travel advisories and all this. Right now, that tourism is the only thing. We've been a whole year without tourists in this country. Mm-hmm. All year, no tourists on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right? From May, from March 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them about April this year.
Yeah.
Right? And you could tell me, all the time they couldn't prepare a plan that even F&M's, DNA, everybody will say, man, that is, man, they're joking.
Let's see. When we get back, right? Bayontown, that's in the city. Centerville, that's in the city. Angleston, that's in the city. Are we counting Freetown as in the city?
Freetown, yeah, Freetown is in the city. That's Camp Road. That's,
okay,
that's the hard knock. That's one of the hard knock areas.
St. Barnabas,
right?
Nassau Village. I want to hear your voice on those. We're going to the break.
Right.
The independent thing is my guest, Tobo. We'll be back.
Hello, Bahamas. My name is Dr. Dwayne Sands. I was born and raised in Centerville, in the heart of the valley, Nassau, Bahamas. I'm a proud Bahamian. I've been fortunate to represent the great people of Elizabeth for the last 5 years. It has always been my dream to serve my country, and I have been involved in the political process on the front line since 2009. I am very, very proud of the support of my family, who have been with me from the beginning and who are still with me to this day. In particular, my wife, Larika, and all of my children. And actually, there's quite a few of them. I'm actually a cardiovascular surgeon. What that means is I take on the sickest people with the biggest problems every day. And so for me, the political process to deal with the challenges facing our country is pretty much par for the course. It's what I do every day. I am happy to be a part of the great team of the Free National Movement under the leadership of Dr. Hubert Minnis. We are indeed Elizabeth Strong.
This has been a paid political announcement by the F&M candidate for Elizabeth.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all new and improved Guardian Radio app.
And I approve this message.
This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. The independent thing is my guest, independent. And he's a diehard DNA. Angleston, what are you calling it?
Well, it's a toss-up in Angleston because, you know, it was a very close race the last time. But the same gentleman who, I don't know why the F&M hasn't run, I'm the lawyer, Roll Mutton, they call him Mutton.
Yeah, Mutton.
I don't know why I didn't run him again for the third time. Because the first time he was beaten by a few hundred, then he came up, you know, he only lost by a few votes. So they should bring him up, you know.
Was the slogan going to be Mutton or Nothing again?
Well, he ain't running this time. No, I'm saying, they have a new candidate, Quentin Pasini.
Pasini, yes.
And I think that Quentin is from
Fairdale. Quentin has been around there for
a bit. No, Quentin's from Fairdale.
Yeah, he's been around there for a bit. And he used to go to Raymond Wells' daddy's church. That's where I know him from.
Yeah, Quentin, he's a talented fella. I don't know him personally, but I had words with him once or twice.
He's been around there for a bit.
Yeah, and
the only other person I think is more popular in English than is Corville Byfrom.
And he isn't running?
I don't know.
He must not like politics. Maybe. But I can tell you this. I would say that Glenisana Martin has it to lose as a result of not good representation, but it being a hardcore PLP area to say. And, you know, I mean, she has it to lose. Travis had a great opportunity to make inroad by him being a young guy who was energetic. But based on how it looked like he might get beat from the Wade guy.
So you're counting that one for the BLB as well?
Right.
Okay. Now let's go to...
Freetown?
No, let's go to Nassau Village.
Nassau Village? I think the Union Lady could win that one.
Okay, so that one's going to be FNM.
Yeah, the former Speaker of the House Assembly, the Honorable Halson Mutri, he wouldn't even get a deposit back if they dropped the percentage to 5%. Halson Mutri wouldn't even get a deposit back if they dropped the percentage to 5%.
Well, I didn't get my deposit back, so you know.
No, I went with you. The same with you. Finish what you're doing. Let's go.
What do you think about Centerville?
Centerville, I think Jomo Kemp
is going to be down there.
Reshipman, Manderson. If he passed 500 like Dr. Bernard Nottage, he could consider that a win.
Okay.
He ain't getting more than 500.
So the PLP is going to have Centerville.
Centerville.
It's going back home.
Centerville. And it's a toss-up in Anglesden. But when you go to St. Barnabas, Shannon Cartwright should get almost double what Michael Alkiris will get.
Double?
Almost double.
We're talking about a big dog.
Yeah, why should we say? No, Michael Alkiris is a big dog. He's a big dog. He'd run back inside. He's a big dog. He'd run back inside Golden Isles.
If I was Michael Alkiris, they wasn't giving me South Andres. I wasn't even playing with
him. You know, you can't come to South Andres. No. I'll go down and camp it myself against him. Not South Andres. I'm a little quick, you know.
Okay.
All right.
So Freetown, what do you think about Freetown?
Freetown, Wayne Monroe.
Yeah.
I on the ground camping in for Wayne Monroe. Everyone who's my family and they who's my friend, I asked them to please, just for this time, to give Van Roosevelt Monroe an opportunity inside Freetown.
All right, so it looks like one P. Okay, so because I won't be fair, you say Anglesen is a toss up.
Anglesen is a toss up, so don't put that
so
under.
So you're going PLP with an asterisk. Is that okay?
You're going PLP. No, you go PLP with Freetown. You go PLP with
St. Barnabas.
No, not with St. Barnabas. Not PLP.
Sorry, that's FNM. FNM
is a PLP never. You go PLP with Freetown.
PLP
with Centerville.
PLP in Bantan.
PLP in Bantan. Go ahead.
So a tie then.
It ain't really tied. That's three to PLP win. PLP didn't win three.
And the FNM has three. The FNM has
St. Barnabas,
Nassau Village, and what do you have here?
Right.
I have the PLP. And you say Anglesen is a possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. So it's a toss-up. So you could take the notification. You could go to, if you go to Elizabeth. Talk to Dwayne Sands.
What do you think's happening in Elizabeth?
Dr. Dwayne Sands is a great Bayman. I think he's it's hard for Dr. Dwayne Sands to survive in a political arena like this because he's a straight shooter. And he's an honest person.
I think people are over that.
They're over now, right?
I think he's...
But that's what gave him a hard time.
Getting in.
Because he's an honest person.
Yeah.
He ain't going to tell you something just because... Right. He's not going to tell you something because... Right. He's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what hurt him politically over the years.
Yeah. That
I think he needs to move away. If he's being advised by the former Prime Minister, right, Hubert Alexander Ingham, I think he needs to step aside. And let him... And just do his thing. He's a brilliant man. He offer great ideas and suggestions for this country, Dr. Dwayne Sands. So I think all my families and friends and Elizabeth, please go to the polls early and let Dr. Dwayne Sands bring home the bacon.
Well, listen, I don't know any other song that wakes up my desire to go to a rally like Sign of a Victory. So that's what I'm going out with today. It's Friday, right?
Sign of a Victory.
Listen to me. I tell people, I watch people stand in the rain as Mr. Christie was in the Jeep waiting. And they just played this song in a loop, and people stood in the rain and cried. I said, my God, man.
Some of them songs
how
do
you do that?
Yeah, some of them songs will do it.
Yeah, the people stood there on R&B leap and cried as they waited for Christy to come out of the Jeep to the sign of a victory. And I said, boy, this is a powerful song.
I'll tell you something. I had a conversation with Denise Udiagla on my show before the last election. If I have a chance to come up before election, I'm going to tell the baby why.
No problem.
For Rain, Roosevelt, Monroe. This time.
It's Friday. You know the rule. Do everything in your power to make sure you don't kill nobody. Greater than that, make sure nobody don't kill you. And if you do that, I'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I've been unleashed on your radio. Don't move. They've got news. It's next.